Simon Tafresh Mem Zion Sif Aleph Arve Nachal Amr B'Torah Arve Nachal, which are referred to in the Torah as Aravos, Hu Min Yadua Hanikra Kain Ala Shelo Mashach Kenachal. It's a certain type of branch that is known that its leaves are long and straight. Upiv Chalak V'Kana Shelo Adom, and the branch is red. Even when it's green, it's still going to be kasher. And most of these generally grow on the water. That's why they're called Arvinacha. Even if these grew in the desert, Obaharim, or in the mountains, kasher. It's still going to be kasher if it looks like, if it's this type of arava. V'yeshmin echad domela arava. There is another type that is similar to an arava. Elish alishlo agul upiv domela masar. But the leaves are not straight, they are more round, and the edges are jagged, not smooth. V'kana shelo eino adom, and its branch is not red. V'zeo hanikra tzifzifa v'hipsula. This is called a tzifzifa, not an arava, and therefore it is pasul. V'yesh min arava she'ein pi ala shelo chalak v'eino kemasar. There are some aravos which are not smooth or jagged. Ela yesh bo tlamim ktanim ad mo'od kemo pi magal katan v'ze kasher. It's not jagged out, it's just a little bit jagged. So since it's a very small jagged, that is going to be kasher. So you have three different types of aravos, two are kasher and one is pasul. The Mishnah Berurah does quote an opinion who says that it's best to l'chatchila purchase aravos, which do grow on a nachal, but from the Taz it's mashma that it doesn't need to dafka grow on a nachal, it could grow anywhere as long as it is this type of arava. The Mishnah Berurah also says you need to be careful that when children pick the aravos, sometimes they might not know which is the correct arava, and it's going to be problematic. So you have to make sure that you're buying from someone who knows what is a kosher arava. Sifbe is arava sheyavsha, a dried out arava, o shenishru rovaleh, or the majority of its leaves fell off, o sheniktam rosha, or the top of it has been cut off, psula, that's going to be puzzle. Aval kmusha, o shenishru mixas aleha, but if it's just a little bit dried out, or some of the leaves fell off, tkshera, v'ramba machshu b'niktam rosha, the Rambam says even if the top is cut off, it's going to be kasher. The Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to nishru rov alah, the leaves fall off, so you have to be very careful when you put the aravos into whatever you're using to hold it that's attached to the lulav. Sometimes the leaves fall off when you stick it into that holder, and you have to be careful with that. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that it's only going to be a problem if the leaves fall off from the three tefachim which are required for the arava, but if it's from the other parts, so then it's not going to be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that even though kmusha, or some of the leaves falling off, is kasher, still it sounds like from the Magen Avraham, l'chatchila, it's better not to use those, and the Eli Rabbah is machshir even l'chatchila, but the Mishnah Berurah concludes that since aravos are so easily available, you should try to make sure that you only use ones which are l'chatchila.